Il-program li ser tisimaw u għamidġu plilkom biex xewqa' tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.
Hello, I'm Mike Roberts with another weekly edition of Malta Memories. Thank you for joining me. And this week, our seventh program in this 17-week third series takes us through the first half of 1984 via the usual ingredients, news created by the ordinary people and, in the main, the ordinary events here on the Maltese Islands, and as always, flavoured by the popular music of the time. So, with Samuel taking care of the technicalities, let's begin with some of that music from 1984 and the Style Council. Yes, the Style Council demonstrating another classic beat sound of the 80s and Shout to the Top, released in 1984. And the year's news items began with more music news, but this time very relevant to Malta itself, when it was reported that Maltese singer-songwriter Joe Adjuice had achieved his long ambition of seeing and hearing himself performing his own composition, released on a new Polydor long-playing album under its Memo label. However, news that wasn't very welcome was the news that Archbishop Michael Gonzi, at 96, was in hospital following a fall. Not unnaturally, it was causing much concern. The annex of St. John's Co-Cathedral in Valletta was the location of the annual show of the Malta Bird Breeders Association, where this year 400 birds of 43 different breeds were on show. And very prominent at an exhibition in London, an exact replica in matchsticks of the original 17th century Old Moster Church, and a silver filigree recreation of a 19th century Malta Railways passenger train were just two outstanding examples of Maltese modelling skill displayed by AIM, Model Makers of Malta. Another Maltese prominent in the January news making his name abroad was Anton Vella, and he was appointed head of architecture department at King Faisal University in Dammam, Saudi Arabia. Maltese Robert Gauci, formerly of Hamroon and serving as a sergeant in the Royal Air Force, was awarded the British Empire Medal by Her Majesty the Queen. The citation stated for devoted service to Royal Air Force Station Uxbridge over a number of years, where he had specialised in a number of administrative roles. But the news of the month took on a sad note when it was announced that Archbishop Michael Gonzi, born in 1885 and earlier reported in hospital following a fall, had died on January the 22nd, 1984. Many tributes dominated the press. So the year moved on, with the news in February that in the first week of the month, 1,400 tourists from the Soviet Union had arrived in Malta aboard three Soviet cruise ships. In the world of popular music, 1984 saw the release of an album by the group calling themselves Everything But the Girl. The album's title was Eden, and one of the pieces featured, Each and Every One, became the number 28 hit, and the group's first in the UK's top 30 chart, and a very creditable achievement for a debut album. Here it is. Each and Every One from Everything But the Girl, written by the group's vocalists Tracy Thorne and Ben Watt. Perhaps we'll hear another track from their Eden debut album next week before we close 1984. Maltese magicians were in the news when they held a celebratory dinner to mark the first anniversary of the Malta Society's reinstatement as an official branch of the International Brotherhood of Magicians. And well-known stage and TV personality Hector Bruno was being acclaimed a 15-year stage veteran at 24, having made his first stage appearance at the age of 9. The Sunday Times announced a special supplement focusing exclusively on its female readerships, entitled Woman's World and Weddings. And as February moved to March, the comedy Harvey by Mary Chase was presented by the Aturi Theatre Group at the Manuel Theatre, starring a fellow presenter of mine on another radio network where we were both contributors well over 10 years ago now, Godwin Sherry. An enthusiastic group of Maltese radio-controlled model aerobatic flyers were sponsored by Fuji to compete in 4 national events in Italy. Many personal friends in Malta signed a special birthday card marking the 90th birthday of Brigadier D.A.H. Heyer, who had commanded the 10th Heavy AA Brigade in Malta during the Second World War. Summertime arrived officially, with the clocks going forward 1 hour. National Day festivities began in Gozo, with a march by the Armed Forces of Malta Band accompanied by the Task Force Guard of Honour, later inspected by Malta's First Lady President Agatha Barbara. And in Malta itself, the President again inspected a Guard of Honour outside St. John's Co-Cathedral following a service of thanksgiving. The world of popular music has often brought us something a little different, and no less in 1984 than at any other time. Here's an example, produced by Art of Noise, a piece entitled Moments in Love. compilation album described as mood music, a 1984 production by Art of Noise, Moments in Love. The Malta Yearbook, now in its 32nd year of publication, went on sale at 2 Malta Lire and 35 cents. And in a letter to the press, Judge Mrs. Rose McAuliffe was trying to locate three women dressed in black and working in a field during the Second World War when an RAF pilot shot down over the sea, bailed out over their fields. I wonder if she ever located them. The Scout Association of Malta and Gozo presented a silver paper knife and blotter to Pope John Paul II in Rome, whilst they were there attending the Holy Year Youth Congress. There were more people in the news. Paul Ketkuti Caruana, a doctor, suggested in the press that one way of attracting tourists to the island was to hold a Malta marathon, claiming it could number more than 15,000 runners. Mary Spiteri, billed as the girl with the golden voice, appeared at the Marquee Ballroom restaurant of the Casino di Malta. Chef Michael McAuliffe returned from Florence, where he had been perfecting his technique, specialising in fish dishes, to take charge of the Dolce Vita in St. Julian's. Stephen Bonsfield of Valletta won first place in a disco championship at Raffles Discotheque, qualifying him to go on to compete in Italy in the World Disco and Dance Show Championships. And as Frederick Carabot, a young artist, opened an exhibition of ink drawings at the National Museum of Fine Arts in Valletta, in the 1984 Southern Comfort Malta Open Tennis Championships, Helen DiGiorgio became ladies' singles champion for the ninth time. As June began and the half-year drew closer, one news item caught my eye particularly. It was a report that the Carinthia Palace Hotel in Attard was flying the national flag of Wales and the country of my birth. The Welsh dragon was raised by the hotel to mark the 25th visit of Mrs. Leslie Watchorn from the town of Swansea on the coast of South Wales. Well done, Carinthia Palace, in 1984, I say. Over the airwaves, Jennifer Rush was enjoying plenty of airplay with her latest recording, The Power of Love.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight, all rolling by like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake, 'cause I am your lady, and you are my man. Whenever you reach for me,
Jennifer Rush, The Power of Love, recorded in 1984 and are listed later in the Guinness Book of Records as the best-selling single by a female solo artist in the history of the British music industry, retaining that status until 1992. One news item in June proved yet again the success of former Maltese Abroad and their offspring, when in Melbourne, Australia, at the Sunshine Plaza Shopping Centre, two-month-old Sean Fenwick was voted champion baby. Mum and Dad, formerly from Mcedar and Gozo, were no doubt justifiably proud of their offspring, and by my calculation, as you listen to this programme in 2015, Sean will now be a grown-up 31-year-old Australian-born citizen. And at the other end of the age spectrum, in San Lorenz, Gozo, Joseph Carmen Zulli, who had emigrated to Australia many years before, celebrated his 80th birthday on a return visit. Among the sports news at the time was the annual tennis tournament at the Marsa Club for members of Malta's diplomatic corps. A new restaurant, the Coral Reef, opened at Aura, following a blessing by Father Peter Schwireb, Archpriest of Nashar. While in Sleema, a fully equipped snack bar with 5 double-bedroom holiday apartments was offered for quick sale, so if you had a spare 33,000 Maltese lire at the time, it was yours. However, Richard Stagno Navarra wrote to the press about another part of Malta's coastline, complaining that the picturesque Bay of Janina was being spoilt by unscrupulous drivers who drive their cars, vans and motorcycles onto the rocky part of the beach. And as the half-year really did come to a close, there was news that a rare antique piano had come up for sale in Malta. The John Broadwood Boudoir Grand Piano was offered for sale by Antique Furnishings of St. Julian's at 1,180 Malta Lire. Musically, a group who were dominant for much of the 70s and well into the 80s to date have not been included in Malta memories, until now. But I'm not going to reveal who they are until you have had the opportunity of identifying them and the lead singer for yourselves. Here from 1984 is probably one of their most iconic recordings.
I'm
Yes, of course. Radio Gaga from Eddie Mercury and Queen. Closing our show for another week, when I'll be back to conclude the year as it was here on these islands via the news made by ordinary people and the ordinary events of the time. And of course we'll be accompanied by more of the popular music that made the airwaves in 1984. Contact, if you wish, is via this station or direct by email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws. And to listen again or catch up on any programmes you missed, go to webcasts where they are all available. Samuel joins me in inviting you to join us again. Meantime, from me, Mike Roberts, whether on radio or online, goodbye.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.